We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We should all be thankful for a win on Wednesday night. Michigan did not play its best. The Wolverines had to eke out a victory over one-win Tarleton State at Chrysler Center. Now, a few things right out of the gates. Michigan is going to be in far bigger trouble moving forward if a couple of things that happened against Tarleton State continue moving forward. Eli Brooks is not going to turn the ball over five times very often. In fact, he only did one other time in his Michigan career, and that game had a similar feel to this game. It was last year against Oakland. Hunter Dickinson is not going to take six field goal attempts very often. He's only done it a handful of times in his Michigan career. So there are things that just won't be sustainable, and if they are, then Michigan's drawing dead anyways. But there are also some emergences here, some opportunities for younger players. And let's face it, this team has a ways to go, but this team boasts some talent. And it's about exposing that talent, that inexperienced talent, to some of these high-pressure situations. You look at what happened 5 minutes into the game. Frankie Collins thrust into duty with Devontae Jones picking up two fouls before the first media timeout. Frankie, who had barely played 15 minutes all season, played the next 15 minutes, and he was outstanding. 6 points, four assists, perfect from the floor, very solid effort. And also, the play of Musa Diabate. For a good chunk of that game, Tarleton State had a little extra pep in its step. They had more energy. But that's not the case when Musa Diabate gets going. Diabate, a la the UNLV game, was tremendous. He was a spark plug, and he did almost everything right. He got a technical foul, and that was certainly an interesting one, to be sure. But Musa and Frankie were put into situations that they had not had to contend with very much here at a new level as freshmen, and they delivered. Michigan has a ways to go. They need to improve. You can't turn it over 21 times against many teams and still be able to eke out a victory. And let's face it, it got a little nerve-wracking down the stretch when Tarleton State pulled within a possession in the second half. This was a tough one. But it comes at a perfect time in the schedule. Michigan's next game is not for a week. It is a challenging road game at North Carolina. Michigan will be able to get into the lab, into practice, to try to work through these kinks, and also to be able to feed off some of the good performances from Wednesday. Again, this was not Michigan's best, but there were some parts and some pieces to this game that if they continue the way that they are, they will help Michigan achieve the best version of itself. And hey, you know the saying, it's a lot better to fix things after a win, especially when you've got a holiday and you've got a lengthy gap between games. Michigan survives Tarleton State. Wasn't easy, but we'll talk about it with Frankie Collins, Juwan Howard, and Terry Mills here on Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
A few quick hitters before we get into the meat of the podcast. Caleb Houston is on the precipice of a breakout, and he had a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, played 37 minutes. I asked Coach Howard before the ball game if he felt like Caleb was on the brink, if he was closing in on a big game. And Houston, what I really like about what he's done is that he has been very within the flow of the offense. He has let the game come to him, and that's even though he hasn't hit a ton of shots, but you're not seeing him force things. The most in the way of field goal attempts he's taken all season is 10, and the fewest is 7. So he's not forcing things. You know what you're going to get. You kind of know how many times you're going to get it, and just wait. When he has that game where he really surges, where he really gets hot, he's going to win a ball game or two for this team, and I think sooner rather than later, just by going out there and hitting shots, whether it is what we all kind of expected from him coming to Michigan, that three-point success, but also he can drive to the basket. He can make things happen going downhill. Really solid there. The other aspect I want to point out, man, Eli Brooks, he played all 40 minutes. And certainly that's not what you expected against Tarleton State in this situation. But the trust, the understanding of what is his capability and what he can handle, this young man continues to deliver. And I know he had the 5 turnovers, and those will be things that he's going to work on. He will probably not let that happen again wearing the maize and blue. But for him, in that first half, without Devontae Jones to stabilize and to help Frankie Collins, who had his first real stint as a college basketball player, we've seen Brooks emerge, and Wednesday was his sixth consecutive 10-plus point performance. That's the longest streak of his career. We're seeing that offense evolve, but the things he does away from the basketball, away from your eyes while you're watching the game, that still is what separates him, and that still is what is going to help this Michigan team most of all when it comes to Eli Brooks. So let's get the thoughts of a few people. First, the national champion, Terry Mills. Listen, there's some stuff to work on, and we talk about it with T.
This team needs some time in practice. They need some time to really lock in on some things. And Terry, we talked about it leading into this season and certainly through the first now 6 games. This is not a fully formed roster, and this is not a fully cohesive roster yet. And they're going to go through some growing pains. Did people anticipate struggling with Tarleton State? No, of course not. But this is a team that needs to work through some things, and this is where you put the trust in the reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year, a reigning National Coach of the Year, and his staff.
Well, I'd rather, as a player, learn in winning
yep.
as opposed to learning in defeat. So, you know, this Michigan team has a long way to go. You know, I've told our fan base and everyone that I could that it's going to take some time. And just because you have 4-star and 5-star athletes coming in or the number one recruiting class, it doesn't equate to winning the Big Ten title or winning every ball game that you play. So you just got to take the good with the bad right now and understand that this team is going to get better as the season goes on.
Let's start with some of the good. And in the first half, Frankie Collins. He played the final 15 minutes. He barely had played 15 minutes all season until that point. What'd you see from him in relief of Devontae Jones, who picked up 2 fouls early, and Frankie then played the point the rest of the first half?
Well, I thought he had a calm about him in this ball game. I thought that, Arizona did a good job at kind of speeding him up. I thought he kind of settled down, especially on the defensive end where, you know, when you're young, you can almost throw a ball fake, pump fake, and guys usually jump out of their shoes. And I thought today he kind of settled down on the defensive end, and did a good job at running the ball club on the offensive end, getting guys in position, you know, calling plays, making sure that the guys were executing. So I thought he did a good job.
And then in the second half, listen, there were times where Tarleton had the energy, they had the momentum, and Musa Diabate will never get out-energied. He was all over the place. He was a factor on both ends. And I think when things really got tough, his energy helped to spark this team.
Yeah, well, I think he's one of those players that anytime your team might be lacking a little energy, he's one of those players you can insert in your lineup and get that energy and get the crowd going and get this team going, because he only plays one way, and that's hard.
21 turnovers, a season high by five. How much of this was Michigan? How much of it was Tarleton State and their aggressive defense?
Well, I think it was a combination of both. I think the Michigan coaching staff, I know, was very aware of Tarleton being getting in your face type team and forcing turnovers. But, you know, I don't think Michigan themselves as players handled it well. I don't want to say they didn't take it serious, but, you know, you got to be stronger with the basketball and understand that you're playing against, you know, top-level people, and you just can't be careless with the basketball.
How vital is this week in terms of getting a little bit of rest and then getting into the lab, into practice, and working through these things and becoming more of a cohesive unit?
Well, it's very important. I mean, I think you need to get more reps in practice time, get some guys kind of healthy, if you will, and try to find out what your rotation is going to be, and understanding, hey, you need to value the basketball, value the minutes that you do are getting out there on the basketball court, and just take care of business. And, you know, sometimes you get wins like this, but as I said, hey, I'll take a win like this any day of the week.
Yeah, Michigan over Tarleton State, 65-54. All right, two more for you. What's the Terry Mills Thanksgiving plate look like?
Oh, man, I have no idea, man.
Give me the ideal. I understand. I know the cooking comes tomorrow.
You, well, you know, you're going to have turkey. You're going to have macaroni and cheese. Maybe some potato salad out there. You know, those type of things. Maybe a few adult beverages here or there. Watching some football. You know, just kind of relaxing. What about yourself?
I'm turkey, mashed and sweet potatoes, corn, a little mac and cheese. I'm glad to hear that one from you. And then the pumpkin pie at the end is the
– okay, okay.
Yes. You mentioned football. Last thought, Saturday, the game. Give us your prediction.
Oh, man. No, that's not hard at all for me, is it? I mean, why'd you ask me that? You know, I'm going with Michigan all the way, man.
I figured.
I don't have any point spreads or anything like that, but I really think Michigan's going to come out victorious, and we'll see what happens.
The point spread needs to be one more than the other team.
That's all it needs to be.
That would be what we need. All right, Terry, good stuff, and happy Thanksgiving. Very thankful for you, my friend.
Thank you.
There's Terry Mills after the Wolverines hold off Tarleton State 65-54. We got Frankie Collins first on the postgame show, so let's bring you that conversation first because it leads in to Coach Howard. So here is Michigan's freshman, Frankie Collins.
Frankie, Coach talks about it all the time. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready, and you're thrust into that first half, 5 minutes in, and you play the rest of the way. What was that like, and how did you think you performed?
It was nice. I feel like I performed pretty well. Did what I needed to do to maintain the lead and keep the team going and bring energy off the bench.
Yeah, Frankie, there was a big difference I've seen in your game from the extended minutes you got against Arizona and today against Tarleton. What did you see on film that allowed you to make a big adjustment or a big jump in your game?
Really just staying patient and coming off ball screens, reading the defense, reading the low man. I really just watched film with Coach Howard and Coach Howard Isley, so they really helped me and point out some things.
How does playing alongside Eli Brooks help you, and how does that kind of help stabilize this entire ball club?
It helps me and the entire team because, like, with Eli, he'd tell you a lot, but he also doesn't have to say much, because if you just watch the way he play, he makes little mistakes, and you kind of, for me, I see what he do, and I kind of, like, try and do the things he do defensively and offensively to stay solid.
Yeah, Frankie, what have you learned the most or what's been the toughest adjustment that you've had to make in college basketball and knowing you play different teams on different nights? What's been the biggest adjustment?
Knowing that everyone is as athletic as I am and fast and quick. So really just staying solid offensively and defensively.
Your ball club committed 21 turnovers. That's very uncharacteristic. What's going to be important to try to improve that here moving forward?
Just playing at our own pace, not letting teams speed us up. So as long as we go into next practice and keep our heads high, continue to get better, we'll be all right.
Before I let you go, what's the perfect Frankie Collins Thanksgiving plate? What's it look like tomorrow?
Ham, turkey, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, greens. I don't like dressing, so not dressing.
That's the first one we got a smile from Frankie. You could hear it in his voice, yeah, right?
I'm always smiling.
Lucky, and then we got a big smile out of you there. Frankie, well, enjoy that big plate tomorrow. Well earned, and we appreciate you hopping on.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you heard from Frankie Collins there after the Wolverines win it over Tarleton State, and we began our conversation with head coach Juwan Howard asking him about Frankie's efforts.
I saw a young guy that's growing before our eyes, and it's beautiful that you know he was ready for his name to be called on. And like I've always shared with our group, you never just never know when your name will be called on, and you don't have to stay ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, Coach, talk to me about your bench performance. 22 points coming off of your bench, and seemed like your ball club needed that energy coming off the bench. Can you talk to me about that bench a little bit?
Well, the bench was very solid, and I had to praise them after the game because it wasn't obviously the scoring just sticks out like no other, but, you know, just guys like Musa with his energy and effort, and, you know, you having Frankie coming in and being able to, you know, make some plays, very solid plays, whether he was being aggressive by attacking, whether he was playing hard defensively, you know, that was huge for us. When the Devontae got into foul trouble. And then, you know, Terrence, you know, being, you know, it doesn't show up like in a box score, but he always does things to help your ball club win, whether it's being in the right spots, whether it's fighting on the glass, whether it's boxing out. His energy and effort is always, you know, needed for us. And we just appreciate a blue-collar guy like Terrence.
Tarleton came with a ton of energy. They forced 21 turnovers. How much of that was their energy, and how much of it was miscues by your ball club?
Oh, it was a lot. It had to do with their energy and their toughness and their activity around the basketball. You know, they got into passing lanes. They also got deflections. You know, at times, yes, you know, some of our passes did not have enough, you know, where it was fundamentally where we get it to the outside hand when the guys are creating a passing lead. Some of it was, you know, when guys were, you know, three-quarter draping us and we still was trying to deliver it to the wrong hand. So that was some mental mistakes on our part. Also, you know, there were times when we tried to throw left-handed passes or no-look passes and just, you know, I kept harping on it in timeouts about, you know, just staying, you know, solid, but also staying where we're just making the simple play instead of the home run play.
Yeah, Coach, take me through the conversation that you and Musa is having on the sideline after he picks up a tech. And I think he just really showed emotion. I mean, he made a gesture toward the crowd, which I don't know what the official scene, whatever it was, but you brought him over and had a conversation with him. And I always say with a guy like that, you don't want to bottle him up. You want that emotion to come out of him.
Well, it's like this. The referee just felt like he made a gesture to their bench. He also said a few words or stared at the guy who was underneath the paint who was taking the ball out of bounds. And, you know, with that, you know, sometimes we have to understand that, you know, basketball is a very emotional game. And you can just see how emotional it was for both teams on the effort that both teams were displaying out there on the floor trying to get a win. And with that, you just don't want to take away the fun out of the game. And he wasn't talking trash, you know, and I think that's where the misunderstanding was. But at the end of the day, you know, Musa is a special player, and I love his energy and effort, and I want Musa to continue to be Musa.
How valuable is this week to have between games? That doesn't come around very often.
It's huge.
Hectic. So it's got to be massive.
It's well needed. Perfect timing. You know, I love this holiday. It's my favorite holiday. Get a chance to enjoy yourself, enjoy your family. And okay. I'm sorry. My man Saadi. I was talking to Saadi. But anyway, with that, oh, yeah, getting back to your question. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that was a holiday is amazing, man. This is my favorite holiday. And it's beautiful to get around with the family and friends and eat some great food. And I can get a little fat. And then also watch some football, kick my feet up, you know, and just invite the players over and watch them just enjoy themselves. I told him, I said, hey, man, y'all don't have to look at my face. I'm fortunate enough I have an extra room where I can go and disappear. And you guys can just hang out in the couch and, you know, grab a blanket and just relax.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what does the Howard household look like? But I think you pretty much described it. But my next question is what time will you start cooking?
Yeah, what time I was not cooking.
Yeah.
That's a great question, T. So, man, I got an excuse, man. I just had a game tonight, so I don't have to cook.
Right.
And with the food that's being delivered and the food that my wife and my sister-in-law's cooking, man, hey, more power to them, man. I'm just going to sit back and just kick my feet up and just be like a big baby and ask them if they can serve me a plate.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And I know you're a big Bears fan, and I'm going to say go Lions.
I'm not mad at you, T.
I hear you.
Hey, at the same time, man, hey, go Bears. Oh. Bear down, baby. Bear down.
Okay, we have to cut off Coach Howard. He has to go now. Get out of here, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
All right, guys. All right, stay safe. I know Michigan mad at me because I'm saying go Bears. Bear down again.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you missed any of the game on Wednesday night, here's the recap, how it got a little nerve-wracking down the stretch and how Michigan ultimately pulled off the 11-point win. For that, we turn it over to Rob Joyce.
Michigan returning home to take on the Tarleton State Texans. Early on, turnovers, the theme for the Wolverines. That was one of the themes of the night. Unfortunately for the Maize and Blue, 5 before the first timeout. There was a 7-0 run for the Maize and Blue mixed in as well, but the Texans would take advantage of those giveaways, tied at 9 at the initial media timeout nearly 5 minutes in, and those woes continued. 8 giveaways in the opening 7 minutes for Michigan. Juwan Howard called for time, down 12-9. Shooting at this point, not an issue. Wolverines made their first 5 shots, including a long ball from Caleb Houston.
In between the circles, Collins angles right wing, bouncing into Dickinson. He's triple team. Whip it out, Collins, around the rainbow. Here's Houston, a left wing three. It's good. And that is beautiful to see for Caleb Houston. Just his second made three over the last 4 games, and we're deadlocked at a dozen.
That would spark a mini Michigan surge as they would take a 16-12 lead midpoint of the half. Michigan, again, no issue shooting at that point. 6 for 6 from the floor, but with 10 turnovers at this point. Eventually, those giveaways did come to an end, at least for the first half. Defense never really an issue, up 21-20 with 5 minutes to halftime, and the offense started to click.
Up ahead, Collins. He works his way to the left side. Now at the corner, it's Brooks back to Collins' left wing. Surveys the scene, zips it low block lefty. Abate, one dribble, a pivot in the lane with the left hand. Oh, what a move from the Abate. He's trying to pump up the crowd, but he kept the arms down this time. Timeout, Tarleton.
14 very important points for Musa Diabate off the bench, and a lot of them around the rim. That was part of a 10-0 Wolverine surge. Michigan shot 75% in the first half, but only led by 9 at the break because of those giveaways. 31-22 Wolverine lead through 20 minutes. After halftime, things appeared to have settled down. Texans got the first bucket of the half. After that, there was another Michigan surge.
Michigan's lead is 10, 18-34 to play. Brooks feed it into Dickinson, who spins past his defender. Hicks slams it with two hands.
Yeah, and that's the type of energy that you want to have out of your starting five coming out here in the second half.
That was part of a 9-0 run over the course of a minute. That stretched the lead to 16, largest lead that Michigan would have, 40-24. And you're probably thinking, okay, whatever first half issues Michigan had, they're going to pull away. Well, that wasn't the case. Texans wouldn't go away. They slowly cut into the lead after a three-point play. It's down to a single-digit game, 41-32, 15 minutes to go. Then Michigan went cold offensively, nearly 3 minutes without a field goal. Tarleton couldn't cut into the deficit any. It stayed at 9 near the midway point of the half. Then Caleb Houston added a little cushion.
Looks over to his head coach, Juwan Howard, who's directing traffic. Diabate faked a screen. Brooks, pitch it left corner. Houston wide open for three. Bang! Needed it, got it. Michigan plus a dozen.
Two threes on the night for Caleb Houston. That made it 50-38 with 10 minutes to play. But again, just couldn't put the Texans away. Back to a 9-point game at the under 8 timeout, 52-43. Then a Taj Small triple cut it to 6, 52-46. Texans timeout. Out of that, it's a 3-point game.
52-46 Michigan. 6:10 to play here in this ballgame. Right point three from Gibson is good. It's a 3-point game. Wow.
That capped an 8-0 Tarleton run, ended by a Hunter Dickinson free throw. 5 minutes to play. It's 53-49. In fact, Dickinson freebies, the only point for Michigan in nearly 6 minutes. No made shots in that span. Under four timeouts, still a 3-point game, 55-52. Eli Brooks, a couple of free throws, extends it to 5. Then a stop on one end. And finally, Michigan, it looks like it adds a bit of cushion.
He'll take inside. Jones doesn't have a shot attempt tonight. Picked up his bounce left wing. Skips it over to Dickinson. Able to spin on Small. Goes up for a left-handed jam along the baseline. Oh, that looked like a near botched possession. Turns into a dunk.
Hunter Dickinson, nearly a double-double. Just 9 points, but 10 rebounds. And no field goals bigger than that one. First one in over 7 minutes for the Maize and Blue. A 7-point game, under two to go as the teams trade buckets. Then the freshman from Paris pushed this one away for good. Tonight's Call the Game, brought to you by the experts at University of Michigan Health.
Tate Jones near sideline to Dickinson left wing. 8 on the shot clock. He's double-teamed. He'll fire it at Diabate. How about 3-for-3 on dunks over the last three possessions? Diabate the crunch, 9-point lead.
Tonight's Call of the Game, brought to you by University of Michigan Health. There's a difference between an answer and a Michigan answer. To learn more about Michigan's best hospital, visit MichiganAnswers.com. 14 points, 7 rebounds. Those 14 points came on 6 of 7 shooting. Michigan extends the lead back up to double figures inside the final minutes with a couple of free throws. And the Wolverines survive, holding off Tarleton State by a final score of 65-54.
Great work from Rob Joyce, as always, and that'll do it for this edition of Defend the Block. Next episode, we'll be following the matchup at North Carolina coming up on Wednesday in Chapel Hill. For now, it's time to focus on football. Wolverines, Buckeyes, Saturday, high noon, inside the Big House, and Fridays in the trenches. You do not want to miss it. John Jansen's Keys. We've got two radio network scene setters for you, and the very best John Jansen locker room speech coming your way. Don't watch it around a wall, because you're going to want to run through it. Michigan went over Tarleton State. Wolverines improved to 4-2. We'll talk to you for football this weekend. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.